Last Sunday, we talked about how to enter the narrow gate. And of course, Jesus is the narrow gate, or the way of Jesus, the way of the cross, is that narrow gate. And we enter into an intimate relationship with Jesus and imitate him in our daily lives, being more like him each day. As he reminded us today in our gospel acclamation, Jesus said, "Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Today we need the one thing that Jesus did by his incarnation, that is, he humbled himself. He emptied himself of his divine glory and became man like us. In our gospel, he teaches us, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." The wise author of the book of Sirach understands the value of humility and notes that it is the way to find favor with God. He said, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than the giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." In our responsorial psalm, the poor that it's talking about is really all of us. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. The poor here does not mean financial poor, but financially poor, but about that we need God. We all need God. We are all in need of God. Without his providence, we will not be here. So the poor are also what we call the humble one. Who is a humble person? A person who knows and accepts that he is not responsible of his own existence in this world. He acknowledges his total dependence on God, and grateful to him and all the people who have helped him or her, wherever he is now or she is now. The opposite of humility is pride. Pride is the one of the seven capital sins. Pride hurts us in many ways and is an obstacle with our relationship with God and others. This is the sin of Adam and Eve, failing to trust in God. They were tempted and believed in the lie of Satan that they will be like God by disobeying God. Many have believed in this lie and still have the consequences of that belief. A philosopher, Bertrand Russell, said, "Every man would like to be God if it were possible. Some few find it difficult, the impossibility. Because of original sin, we have this tendency to ignore God and even to compete with him instead of respecting him and thanking him for the many blessings he has bestowed upon us, especially our life, our faith, for giving us Jesus and his church." There's a story of Alex Haley, who wrote the novel Roots. He has in his office a picture of a turtle sitting on a fence post. He said when he looks at it, he remembers a lesson taught to him by a friend who said, "If you see a turtle sitting on the top of a fence post, You know he didn't get there by himself. He had some help getting there. Brothers and sisters, without God's grace in our soul, we will not where we are. It is because of God's mercy that we are brought to existence, and it is his providence that we continue to exist. For in him we live and move and have our being, as Acts of the Apostles says, chapter 17, verse 28. So let us also be grateful to God for our parents, for our relatives, for our teachers, friends, and all people who have helped us and reached the place where we are now. Humility requires complete acceptance of the truth that we are utterly dependent on God. It also means accepting the whole truth about us, including our strengths and our weaknesses, our virtues and our vices, accepting our need to forgive and be forgiven, and rising up again, continuing our holy journey towards heaven. It's not also humility when you really have a gift and people see it and they appreciate your gift and you say, oh no, I don't have that. It's like it's soliciting more praise. So it's not humility when you don't accept the real grace gifts that God has given you also. So the best way when somebody praises you is to thank the person and also thank the Lord also. Many of the athletes we see, then they do some good things or they win the game, especially U.S. Open, the tennis. They will point to above and thank the Lord. So that's one way of being humble. Saint Benedict of Norcia gave us also many ways of how to really practice humility in our lives. One of them is, first of all, in the 12 steps, or before the 12 steps, the Anonymous, Alcoholic Anonymous, Benedict of Norcia already made the 12 steps to be how to be humble. And first is that we acknowledge God, meaning we practice his commandment. And even before we can practice his commandment is that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is fear of the Lord. So it's connected. This first one is about fear of the Lord. It's about reverence, that we don't want to offend the one we love. So it's not being afraid, but this is a positive fear of the Lord, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that we know that he's always watching us wherever we are, whatever we do, God knows, and he is there also to watch us, to express, to give us his love and providence, but sometimes also to correct us when we are not doing what is good for ourselves, for our community. So one of the thing is, I just want to remind you, when you are going out right after communion, God is watching you. I may not be seeing you, but some of you I see. So, yeah, we have to stay here and pray. That's what we are trying to do. After communion, we have silence and really talk to God. Thank him for coming into our life. And that is what we also said in our psalm. God made himself a home for the poor. He is inside our hearts. He made us his dwelling. And there's nothing more concrete. When we receive Jesus during Holy Communion, he is truly in us. And so we have to revere God inside of us and thank him. And also to revere him, God present in each one of us, by not giving a bad example of going out right after communion. So this is also the second teaching of Jesus in our gospel. He taught about humility, but the second part is also charity. Charity, giving good example to others and accepting others who are in need of our help. So that's charity that we all both need in our journey towards holiness. So there are other things, of course, there are 12 of them. I have 4 pages here. I will try to summarize it. Step 2, don't bother to please yourself. As the scripture says, I have come not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So this is what St. Benedict is teaching his monk. So it's also written, self-will has its punishment, but constraint wins a crown. So the step 2, don't bother to please yourself. 3, obedience to your superior. That's for religious life, for children, for your parents, for parishioners, obedient to your pastor. Sometimes. So it says here the example, apostle says, he became obedient even unto death. So that's an example of Jesus that we are trying to imitate. 4th step, patient and quiet perseverance of everything inflicted on you by others. For the scripture says, the one who perseveres to the end is the one who shall be saved. And again, it said, let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. So this number 4 is for those who are complainers. God wants us, if we are humble, we won't be complaining too much. Yeah. So it's part of humility that we don't complain. And it's about pride when we always want to be heard. Number 5, humble and thorough confession of your sins and faults. The scripture urges us when it says, reveal your way to the Lord and hope in him. And again, confess to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. There's nothing more humbling and humiliating than the sacrament of confession, but it's a good training. But after confessing, we are refreshed too, having peace of mind and peace of heart and having the grace, the sanctifying grace that will help us to become saints. Number 6, acceptance of crude and harsh tasks and accepting, be content with the poorest and worst of everything. And that in every occupation assigned to you, consider yourself a bad and worthless workman, saying with the prophet, I am brought to nothing and I am without understanding. I have become as a beast of burden before you, and I am always with you. So this number 6 is about not grumbling, and just do your job, even if it's the lowest job, especially for parents. Mothers knows this. They do this oftentimes for their children. Step 7, don't only confess that you are inferior to others, that other people are better than you, but really believe it in your heart. Psalm 119 says, it is good for me that you have humbled me, that I may learn your commandments. So David talked this in our bulletin, number 7. Number 8, a strict observance of the rule of life. So we have to follow the rule, and obedience is a sign of humility also. Number 9, the practice of silence. Only speak when necessary. The ninth degree of humility is that a monk restrains his tongue and keeps silence, not speaking until he is questioned. For the scripture says that in much speaking there is no escape from sin, Proverbs 10:19, and that the talkative man is not stable on the earth, Psalm 140. Number 10, restraint from laughter and frivolity. The 10th degree of humility is that he is not ready and quick to laugh, for it is written, the fool lifts up his voice in laughter, Ecclesiastes 21:23. Showing restraint in the question of jokes, it is very similar to talking too much. A lot of times, jokes and laughter are wonderful, brings lots of joy, but it is so real easy for it to become a temptation to draw attention to yourself. Number 11, speaking few words, simply and seriously. It is written, a wise man is known by fewness of his words. So being a person of few words is also an act of humility. Step 12, showing humility in your heart and in your appearance and actions. In other words, don't just think about yourself in humble ways, but actually live it out, show it interiorly and exteriorly. In other words, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk as well, the path of humility. He should constantly say in his heart that the publican in the gospel said, with eyes fixed on earth, Lord, I am a sinner, not worthy to lift up my eyes to heaven. And again, the prophet says in Psalm 38, I am bowed down and humbled everywhere. We have to stop now talking because it might be a sign of pride. Lots of words, sign of pride. So to conclude this homily, we need both this. There's a saying of saints that the chain that connects all the virtues is humility. Without humility, you might be virtuous with other things, but it's like it's fall, the chain is broken when you don't have humility. So humility is very important, but of course the charity will is coupled with it. That's what our Lord is challenging us today, to be humble and to be charitable, for loving our neighbor in need is really loving God, who is present in each one of us. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the model of humility, intercede for us all. Amen.